Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone as we continue on our journey, Erev Pesach, Tav Shin Pei Hei, 2025, as we are preparing for the Geula, each and every one of us preparing for our own personal Geula and for the Geula of Klal Yisrael in the month of Nisan. We had a Geula, Be'ezus Hashem, we will continue and have the Geula. And for everyone, for all Jews everywhere, for Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, let's have in mind Bar Avram Ben Julia amongst all the hostages. Let's have in mind that they will be home. Be'ez Hashem, I haven't been in Hostage Square recently, but last time I was there, they had set up for Friday night. I think we were there Thursday. They had set up Friday night. They had a whole table set up with the amount of hostages that Amir Tashem, when they're set free, they'll be able to come and they'll be by the Suda, so let's daven. I dedicate the shir to Bar Avram Ben Julia amongst all the hostages. The Amir Tashem, they'll be zocha to have the Seder. Could you imagine them having the Seder night together with their families? Could you imagine? Let's not, chas v'shalom, imagine a Seder without their close family members. So we'll have them in mind, b'schus, us learning together. It'll help. All of Klal Yisrael will help those who need to get out of Gullus, to get out of Gullus, to get out of their shackles, their literal shackles, and their physical and their figurative shackles. All of everyone, but Befrat, the hostages, we should be zocha to that. Let's learn a Hilchos Lashon Hara. We're on page day 29, page 81 in Purity of Speech. Something, as we've been speaking about, when we're hanging around our family, to be extra careful because when we're around the people who we are closest to, sometimes our tongue can be a little sharper, a little bit quicker. We have to be very careful. All of us siblings are a bit lazy, says the Chafetz Chaim in Hilchos Lashon Hara, that it is forbidden to talk negatively about someone, even if you're including yourself. So you might think, oh, we're all lazy. Our family, we none of us do this, none of us do that. So even though you're including yourself, it is still Lashon Hara. So to be very careful, there's also the Isser of Al Toinu Ish Es Achiv Onas Dvarim, which is a separate Isser than Lashon Hara, but verbal abuse to speak a certain way, especially when we're home with our younger siblings, sometimes we could be a little bit more pushy or a little bit more natural to be more sharp. Or obviously, the people closest to us, we sometimes get a little bit more comfortable to say whatever it is. Hashem should help us, should help each and every one of us to be a little bit more careful and to be more sensitive. To not say anything, to be able to be shomer our mouths, to be able to be more, to be able to like take 3 seconds, 10 seconds before we respond. Us and all of Klal Yisrael, b'schus us learning the halachas, it'll help us all not speak lashon hara, not be makabel lashon hara, be'ez Hashem. Okay, I really want to just talk about something that is so important. It's obvious, but it's the foundation of the Jewish people, of Klal Yisrael, is the Midah of Chesed. The Midah of Chesed, which, as the Ramchal says, is Melashon Chesed. A Chesed, obviously not a Chesed, doesn't mean someone who is speaks a certain way or dresses a certain way. But a chassid is melashon chesed. It all comes from Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, it's brought down that Avram Avinu, all the chesed, it's brought down in the Medrash that kol ha-chesed, Medrash Rabbah Bereish, is unbelievable. Kol ha-chesed shemizgalgel ba'olam, any chesed that comes into the world is bishvil Avram Avinu. Unbelievable. As the Zohar says, gemilus chasadim da Avram Avinu. He's like the root and the source of all doing good for someone else. Gemilus Chasadim is Avram Avinu. What does that have to do with now? Besides the fact that we're all focused more on helping other people and focused more on helping and doing. That's really what Pesach sort of like brings in, helping. There's an Indian of Kimcha de Pischa, which is very interesting that it's not in the Hilchas Tzedakah, which is to collect tzedakah before Pesach for people who can't afford matzah or wine, whatever it might be. And it's interesting that the halacha is actually in Hilchas Pesach. It's not in Hilchas Tzedakah because it's a special inyan of chesed. There's a special inyan of chesed on Pesach. The Torah brings that Pesach is keneged Avram Avinu. We have three regalim. We have Pesach, Sukkos, Shavuos, and Sukkos, which is in that order. Even though the way we think about it, Sukkos, then Pesach, then Shavuos. The reason we think that's because our academic year, our yeshiva lahavdil year, goes from Sukkos to Pesach to Shavuos. We end off after Shavuos. But in Chazal, in the Torah, Nisan, Pesach is the first Yom Tov. Pesach is keneged who? Avram Avinu. Shavuos is keneged who? Yitzchak Avinu. And then Sukkos, we know, is keneged Yaakov Avinu. That's what's brought down in the Torah. It's brought down in the Sfarim HaKadoshim that Avram Avinu is keneged Pesach. It's one of the reasons we start off the Seder Kol Dichvin Yesevi, right? We're going to say soon, Kol Dichvin, anyone who wants, we start off, Halach Ma'anya. Here's the poor man's bread. What do we start off? Anyone who wants to come can come. Why do we start off the Seder like that? That's Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu invites other people. Avram Avinu is inclusive, not exclusive. And they say that's the pshat. Why we say Hashata Hacha, Lashon Abba Ba'arz Yisrael. Right after we say Kol Dichvin, Why right after we say, come, everyone come join, then we say, now we're here, L'shan Abba Ba'arz Yisrael, because why? Because B'schus the chesed and the tzedakah that we do, we're going to be zoichet to gu'ula. As it says, Tzion b'mishpat tipadeh v'shaveh b'tzedakah. Tzion b'mishpat tipadeh v'shaveh b'tzedakah. That gu'ula comes from chesed, from tzedakah, from giving, from doing. As it says, Becha Chosmim, right? We say Magen Avram, Brokat Hashem, Magen Avram. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Why don't we say Avram, right? We start off Shmon Esrei, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, but then we say Magen Avram. What does that mean? Becha Chosmim. We end off the first bracha with Avraham. They say, that's the pshat. I think the Kutzker says, Becha Chosmim means, where are we going to have the Chasima? Where is the final act? When's it all going to end? With Avraham, with Pesach, with Chesed, with Chesed. How are we going to have Chesed? And you see, I had this thought. I'd like to look into it. I believe it's an emes of pshat that I'm going to say, but I'd like to see it like brought down from like the Zohar or some holy works. You'll hear why I'm saying the Zohar, because I think it's like a very holy thought. Like a mystical thought that maybe, I was thinking about this earlier today, that maybe that's the pshat that at the end of time we fight Yishmael. Why do we fight Yishmael? Why is Yishmael? Right? It used to be that the Christians, it's Edom, right? Esav, Edom, Amalek, Edom, the Romans, the Christians. Now the world has become all about Muslim, Iran, the Middle East. The who are we fighting? We're fighting Yishmael. And I was thinking it could be, this is where it's a little bit maybe Kabbalistic, it could be because by Avram Avinu there was a psoilus. By Avram had a Yishmael, Yitzchak had an Esav, Yaakov is Mitasa Shlema. But Avram Avinu, his sort of weak point, so to speak, whatever that means, was Yishmael. He was otherwise Bishlamus. Otherwise, Avram was perfect. So now at the end of time, because it's Becha Chosmin, because the end of time, we have to do Chesed. We have to tap into Avram Avinu. You see, more and more, there's more love going around. There's more, right? Especially after the Hiskalos of the Baal Shem Tov and Chassidus, and it's become more popular, Breslov, right, loving, and of course, Lubavitch, and Chabad, and I think that in general, people are much more attuned into this love and bring in. That's Avram Avinu. And Yishmael, it happens to be the Arabs are incredible, incredible of Machnisei Orach. Anyone who knows the Lahavdil, obviously the Sfardim, but it comes from the same culture. The chesed of giving food, of being of giving, of having guests, that's all from Avram Avinu. It's all from Avram Avinu. The Arabs are incredible at doing that. What's the pshat? The pshat is that's from Avram Avinu. That's Yishmael. We at the end of time now have to be mevarer, which means we have to cleanse, and we have to be machazik our, like they talk about tefillah. Right, to our tefillah, the Arabs daven 5 times a day. We only daven 3 times a day, so we have to be mechazik and tefillah. Okay, it's a different shmooze. It's for a different time. But what's the pshat? The pshat is that maybe b'cha chosmen, our chesed, our focus on helping someone else. You know, there's an incredible Arizal that I think I say over every year. It's one of my favorites, and it says, or it's b'shein the Arizal. From a Talmud of the Arizal, that the Medrash says, listen to this, Vayar Hashem is Bnei Yisrael. And he says it's time to give them a gula. Ma ra? What did he say? Ra show you merachamim ze al ze. He saw that everyone had mercy on each other. Why? Shekshehaya echad mehem mashlim schum halavenim, koidim chavero. When one person finished the quota of his bricks, he would run and help his friend. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ru'uyim heim elu l'rachim aleim d'chol ha'merachim rachim alav. Unbelievable. What does that mean? It means that b'schus, as the Goyin says, I say this all the time, b'schus my chesed lamata, I awaken a chesed lamala. When we do for someone else, and sometimes it's so hard, sometimes I'd rather just do my own thing. And I'd rather this, and your chesed doesn't have to be like, you know, working all day for somebody else. The little thing that a person does, a little extra to help your mother, to help your father, to help your siblings, to help your wife, to help your children, to help your friend, to help anyone, a little bit, not to beep your horn, to let someone go in front of you. I know these things are so I'm talking to myself, these things are so simple. But they're so big. And that's where the geula comes from. The Shlach Kadosh brings Olam Chesed Yibaneh. He brings a person should be very careful. Begmilas Chasadim v'yira shelo yeshum yoimi mechayav. Belig milas Chasadim. As it says, Begufay, b'mamayinu b'nefesh, as it says, Chesed kel kol hayoim. Every day, with your body, with your money, with your emotions, whatever it might be, or with Torah, we're going to talk about that in Mir Tashem, how Torah is also chesed. Torah is tchilasei chesed and soifei chesed. All of Torah is to make us better, is to help us be a better person, to smile more, to be more loving, to be more like Avram Avinu. To be more like Avram Avinu as Pesach is keneged Avram Avinu. To be more sensitive to somebody else, to give of ourselves. It's difficult. It's very difficult. Sometimes it's very difficult, but just a little bit. I think that's the lesson over here. A little bit. Avram Avinu. That's we're here. We're at the end. A little bit. And I was thinking maybe that's the pshat also. Like when we think of another yid, when we think of somebody else, when we just think of them. Sometimes we right. The Yitzhahara is always trying to push us down. That's like right. Aleph Bey's always trying to push us down. Always trying to tell us what we're not doing, what I'm not accomplishing. And to realize that even a little bit, when I think of another yid and I think of someone, oh, how are they doing? And I hope they're doing well. I hope and to daven for someone, to think of someone, to think good thoughts about someone, to just have in your heart, to do a little something for someone who's close to you, who they don't even realize, to open the door. For someone, I say this in Shalom Bayis all the time. I said it actually yesterday in Shir. I was talking about, I said, maybe the reason we wear the kittel for the Seder night, maybe the reason we wear the kittel is to remind us of our wedding, to focus on our spouse, to make sure our wife and our spouse is comfortable at the Seder, and they have a comfortable chair, they're sitting in a good place, to remember that's the chesed. That's the chesed is never where we think it is. Chesed is always right under our nose. Avram Avinu, the Seder is connected to Avram Avinu, unbelievable. Avram Avinu is Pesach, is tapping in to our source, which is really the starts from Avram, and the only problem that Avram had was this Yishmael. That was the only offset, and we're gonna bring it together. We're gonna purify whatever that means according to our understanding. Purify that Avram Avinu b'chach Eisman. The Chesed will be pure, will be totally l'shem Shemayim somehow, and through that Chesed we will have Chesed from Lamala, and we'll have a Gula Shlema. Thank you so much, everyone.